Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Kahir Chisati with the evening news. The headlines. World's largest polling marathon, which started on April 19, culminates with conclusion of seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Nagaland State Election Commission issues show cause notice to Eastern Nagaland People's Organization. MLA Lima Onanchang conducts spot inspection of houses and institution damaged by May 24th cyclone. And RIT Plastic Competition collects 457 kilograms of plastic waste from Zinheboto town. Now the news in detail. World's largest polling marathon, which started on the 19th of April, culminated with the conclusion of seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections this evening. In the past 43 days, people across 542 constituencies out of 543 voted to elect their representatives to the 18th Lok Sabha. In Surat, the BJP candidate was elected unopposed. In the seventh and final phase, polling was held for 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over 7 states and 1 union territory. This includes 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand, and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh. Over 58% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. A total of 904 candidates, including senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, were in the fray in this phase. The State Election Commission, SEC Nagaland today, directed the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, to show cause as to why action should not be initiated against it as per subsection 1 of section 171C of the Indian Penal Code, 1860. The court states, whoever voluntarily interferes or attempts to interfere with the free exercise of any electoral right commits the offence of undue influence at an election. The SEC said, the ENPO, through a letter addressed to it on May 16, made public their stand to collectively abstain from participating in the urban local body ULB elections. The Commission on 17 May responded to the ENPO, stating the vital facets of the conduct of such elections as the municipal town council election and why the decision to vote or not to vote should be left to the conscience and freedom of the individual voter concerned without being subject to some collective stance. However, the ENPO Vita press statement that appeared in the local papers yesterday again and publicly declared its stand of collective abstention from participation in the ULB elections. Therefore, the Commission has asked the ENPO to take notice that the show cause should be replied without delay. RPI Athawale, MLA of Noxon Assembly constituency of Twensang district, Lima Onanchang, today conducted spot inspection of the houses and institutions damaged by May 24 cyclone in Noxon town, Noxon village and Litton village, extending monetary relief to the victims of the disaster. He also assured of every possible help at the earliest through government's intervention. Earlier, the MLA also held a meeting at SDO Civil Office Noxon on the situation created by the cyclone. He requested the administration to inquire on every possible help to be availed from the district administration or disaster management authority. During the meeting, SDOC Noxon Sarath Hukatiri reported that a total of 65 houses got completely damaged and 41 partially damaged, along with uncountable pigsty, granaries and huts. He said important places like PHC Building, Anganwadi Centre, St. Thomas Parish, NAP Session Buildings and GPS Litton were damaged by the cyclone. Zinheboto Town Council today organized inter-school and college RIT plastic competition. Altogether, 9 schools participated and piled up 457 kilograms of plastic waste from within the Zinheboto town. Meanwhile, EAC Zinheboto Moplin Pom informed that top 3 winning schools will be announced and felicitated with cash prizes on World Environment Day, with polls on June 5. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The dedicatory come change of guard program of the Dimapur Naga Students Union DNSU for tenure 2024-2026 was held today. Speaking on the occasion, Dimapur Deputy Commissioner Dr. Tino Jungshi Chang stressed on unity among various civil societies. He also urged the new DNSU team to consult senior leaders, emphasizing their experience in addressing issues and situations. Hinoto P. Aumi, the newly elected president, reiterated that the DNSU is a union for all Nagas, not a political entity. He also advised DNSU executives to refrain from engaging in electoral campaigns under the union's banner. Along with the rest of the world, the district tobacco control cells of Longlin and Peck districts yesterday observed World No Tobacco Day on the theme, Protecting Children from Tobacco Industry Interference. In Longlin, it was held at Government High School Namching and Longlin District. District Nodal Officer NTCP Longlin Dr. Nichukoliev, speaking on the theme, emphasized on the various forms of advertising and deceptive marketing tactics adopted by the tobacco companies to lure and target young potential consumers. The students were sensitized on the harmful effects of tobacco, which are inevitable in whatever form tobacco is consumed. He also encouraged and cautioned students not to be victims of the advertisement presented through social media platforms about electronic tobacco products like e-cigarette. In fact, it was held at Dr. Wetshelo Mere Mero Memorial Hall, District Hospital, Peck. Deputy Commissioner John Tsilisi Santham, as the special guest, strongly urged upon the school and college authorities to maintain rules for strict prohibition of tobacco in their institutions. Santham also advised the upcoming children not to indulge and get influenced by tobacco or habit of smoking for their health and successful living. Speaking on the theme, District Nodal Officer for National Tobacco Control Program, Dr. Fokrolo Koza, narrated about the ill effects of smokeless and smoked tobacco on human health and economic life of the people. For the successful conduct of the counting of votes for the election to the Naglin Parliamentary Constituency for 9 Assembly segments of Mon District, the second phase training for counting officials was conducted at Town Council Hall Mon today. Additional Deputy Commissioner Mon K. Temjin Narolongkuma briefed the roles and responsibility of the counting officials, saying although zero voting was reported in the district, everything will be done in a procedure. She appealed to them to be on time on the counting day to avoid untoward situations. She also reminded them about the third level randomization of counting officials will be on the counting day. Deputy Commissioner and Chairman DDMA Walker Ajit Kumar Ranjan has expressed gratitude to the 12th Battalion Naglin Disaster Response Force Kohima for the untiring efforts made to successfully complete the mission of search and rescue operation at Doyang Dam under Walker District from May 27 to 30th, despite of the inclement weather conditions. He said that the timely mobilization and skillful conduct of operation carried out by the NDRF Kohima has enabled the completion of the mission to retrieve the two dead bodies of persons drowned in Doyang Dam in an unfortunate accident and their return to their respective families. The DC wished the team continued success in the future endeavors. Oil marketing companies have slashed the prices of commercial LPG gas cylinders by 69.50 rupees per unit. The price reductions will come in effect by today itself. Jet fuel or aviation turbine fuel price has been reduced by a steep 6.5%. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. World's largest polling marathon, which started on April 19, culminates with conclusion of seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Naglin State Election Commission issues show cause notice to Eastern Naglin People's Organization. MLA Lima Onunchan conducts spot inspection of houses and institutions damaged by May 24 cyclone. And RIT Plastic Competition collects 457 kilograms of plastic waste from Zenhebotou town. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.